Brother and sister, good morning.
很高兴我们主日的清晨再一次的相聚。
We're very happy that we can get together on a Sunday morning.
我特别为我们教会的弟兄姐妹来感谢神。
I want to thank to our Lord that for our sister and brother church.
那么我们去年当疫情严重的时候，我们需要全部上网聚会。
So when the pandemic was severe, the time we have to get together on the Zoom.
那么我们弟兄姐妹马上都克服了很多困难来上网聚会。
So brother and sister overcame a lot of difficulty and was able to get on the Zoom.
那当教会决定说我们回到教会来实体崇拜的时候。
And when church decided to come back to church in person.
那么我们弟兄姐妹也一起来支持。
And so the church supported.
那么我们也跟在教会聚会的弟兄姐妹跟网上的弟兄姐妹，我们都一起，我们同心合一的来敬拜神。
So we can have a unison that to worship in person and also on the Zoom.
大家肯定听说过一些著名的童话故事。
So I'm sure you have listened to, have heard a lot of good fairy tales.
比如说像丑小鸭。
And so ugly ducks.
还有这个卖火柴的小女孩。
And the selling the matches of the little girl.
冰雪女王。
And Frozen.
还有这个像是国王的新衣。
And the new clothes of the king.
那么这些故事都是脍炙人口的。
And those are very popular stories.
那大家知道写这个童话故事的哈，把它写出来，是一个丹麦的作家叫安徒生。
And do you know who wrote this, those fairy tales? It's a Danish author, Andersen.
那么我们知道安徒生的图画，这个童话就是在世界上流传的很广。
And it's very popular among the world.
那有人说安徒生创造这个童话出来，他写出来的话，可能跟他的人生的经历有关系。
And this has to do with his life experience.
其实这个并不是完全没有道理的。
And so it is reasonable.
那么安徒生的一生是非常坎坷的。
And his life was rough.
那么他在十一岁的时候，他爸爸就去世。
His father passed away when he was 11 years old.
那本来他的家庭就不是一个宽裕的家庭。
He was born in a very poor family.
那么他父亲去世以后，家里面就跟他跟母亲两个人相依为命。
And so he was dependent on his mother. They were mutually dependent on each other.
那么生活非常的艰苦。
It was a very rough life.
那后来他又有梦想，说自己要成为一个歌唱家。
So he was dreamed to be a singer.
但是呢，他去参加这个。这种歌剧院不久他就声音就变音了，他就没有办法去唱歌。
When he started joining the opera house, his voice has changed, so he could no longer sing.
但是他的人生的这些波波折折呢，都为他的创作打下了一个坚实的基础。
So turbulent life has built a good foundation for him to be creative.
其实大多数成就纷繁的人呢，都有一个非凡的经历。
Very often, the torturous experience actually inspired people.
不但安徒生如此，其实很多有成就的人都是这样。
And beside Andersen, many people who has accomplished a lot is the same way.
这种艰苦的经历常常会激发人的斗志。
The torturous experience very often inspired people's fighting spirit.
相反，一个平静安稳的生活常常使人流于平庸。
On the contrary, the peaceful and the stable life often lead to mediocrity.
但是谁不想我们有一个安静平稳的生活？
Who does not like to have a smooth life?
我们都想万事顺利，对不对？
We want everything to be stable and smooth.
我想这也是没有错的。
And this is not wrong.
如果上帝祝福我们，我们就以感恩的心来领受神的祝福。
If God gives us that kind of life, we should be very grateful.
但是如果我们在这个平静的生活当中，我们不会流于平凡。
And so, but we do not want to live very ordinary life in this very stable life.
那么在一个舒适的生活当中，我们不会丧失斗志。
We will lose the fighting spirit when we're in a comfortable life.
这就需要我们来认真的思考。
So those kind of things we really need to ponder.
我们生活的这个 slow 这个城市，小城市。非常的安静。
And so we're living in Slough, it's a very quiet town.
那么也是一个蛮安全的地方哈。
It's a very safe place.
那我第一年住在那个我的那个 房东的家里面，他说以前他都从来都不锁门的。
And the first year when I living in my landlord's house, that she said she never locked the door.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天就是要思考，我们怎么样在这一个神赐给我们这样一个平静的环境之下，我们依然可以为主而努力。
And so we have to think about how we can work for the Lord during this very stable, comfortable life.
那这不是一个容易学的功课。
This is not a very easy lesson to learn.
那今天呢，我们就继续来看亚伯拉罕的故事。
Today, let's continue to study the story of Abraham.
那么他的信心呢，就显示出了一个非常壮观的景象。
His journey of faith really demonstrates a spectacular scene.
那在我们今天所看到的这一段故事当中呢，我们看到四王战五王的一个局面。
So today we're going to read look at this four kings fighting against five kings.
所以整个在古代的这个中东战场上，一个非常惊心动魄的一场战争。
It's a very strategy of an ancient battlefield in the Near East.
而亚伯拉罕在这当中，他所表现出的英雄壮举。
And but Abraham's heroic feat is a true portrayal of his mature faith.
那正是他一个信心成熟的写照。
It demonstrates his mature faith.
所以更重要的是，我们看到围绕着亚伯拉罕周围的人和事。
And more important than the people around him and the things happened to him.
那么圣经启示给我们很多属灵的真理。
But Bible really reveal many spiritual truth.
这个值得我们去思考。
And that's something that we learn to think about.
那我们所看的经文就在创世纪的第十四章。
It's in Genesis chapter 14.
第一节到第二十四节。
And verse 1 to 24.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开圣经创世纪第十四章。第一节到第二十四节。
If you have a Bible, please turn your Bible, Genesis chapter 14, 1 to 24.
那么我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
And Pastor Chen will read Chinese, I will read English.
这一章的经文非常的精彩，但是也有很多的这个人名和地名。
It's very exciting, but there's a lot of names. It's going to be difficult for me, so I'm just saying.
创世纪第十四章第一节，当暗拉非做示拿王，雅略做以拉撒王，亚大老马做以兰王，提达做哥印王的时候。
And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Erechah, king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of nations.
他们都攻打索多玛王比拉，俄摩拉王比沙。亚玛王示那，洗扁王善以别和比拉王，比拉就是索尔。
And they made war with Bera king of Sodom, Birsha king of Gomorrah, Shinar king of Ammon, Shimeber king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela.
这五王都在西丁谷会合，西丁谷就是沿海。
All these joined together in the valley of Sidim.
他们已经侍奉基大老马十二年，到十三年就背叛了。
12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled.
十四年，基大老马和同盟的王都来到亚特律加宁，杀败了利伐因人，在哈麦杀败了苏西人。在沙威基列亭杀败了以米人。
In the 14 years, Chedorlaomer and the king that were with him came to attack the rebellion in Ashtaroth, Carnim, and Zuzim in Ham, in Ammon, in Shivath, Kerithim.
在何利人的希尔山杀败了何利人，一直杀到靠近旷野的伊勒巴兰。
And the Horites in the mountain of Shear, as far as El Paran, which is by the wilderness.
他们回到安密巴，就是加底斯，杀败了亚玛利全地的人，以及住在哈喜顺他玛的亚摩利人。
Then they turned back and came to En Mishpat, that is a Kadesh, and attacked all the country of Amalekites, and also Amorites, and dwelt in Hezron Tamar.
于是索多玛王俄摩拉王、亚玛王、洗比王、洗扁王和比拉王都出来，在西丁谷摆阵，与他们交战。
And the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Ammon, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar, went out and joined together in battle in the valley of Sidim.
就是 与以兰王基大老马、哥印王提达、士拿王暗拉菲、以拉萨王雅略交战，乃是四王与五王交战。
Against Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, Tidal king of nations, Amaphel king of Shinar, and Erechah king of Elazar, four kings against five.
西丁谷有许多石砌坑，索多玛王和俄摩拉王逃跑，有掉在坑里的，其余的人都往山上逃跑。
Now the valley of Sidim was full of asphalt pits, and the king of Sodom and Gomorrah fled. Some fell there, and the remainder fled to the mountains.
四王就把索多玛和俄摩拉所有的财物，并一切的粮食都掠去了。
Then they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their provisions and went their way.
又把亚伯兰的侄儿罗德和罗德的财富罗掠去了，当时罗德正住在索多玛。
They also took Lot, Abraham's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed.
有一个逃出来的人告诉希伯来人亚伯兰，亚伯兰正住在亚摩利人曼利的橡树那里，曼利和以实各并雅乃都是弟兄，曾与亚伯兰联盟。
Then one who had escaped came and told Abraham and the Hebrews, for the dwelt by Tenerbens, trees of Mary, and Amorites, brother of Ishkah, and brother of Aner, and they were allies with Abraham.
亚伯兰听见他侄儿被掳去，就率领他家里生养的精炼壮丁318人，直追到但。
And now, when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants who were born in his own house and went in pursuit as far as Dan.
便在夜间自己同仆人分队击败敌人，又追到大马色左边的河巴。
He divided his forces against them by night, and he and his servants attacked them and pursued them as far as Hobah, and which is north of Damascus.
将被掳掠的一切财物夺回来，连他侄儿罗德和他的财物以及妇女人民也都夺回来。
So he brought back all the goods and also brought back his brother Lot and his goods, as well as the women and the people.
亚伯兰击败基大老马和与他同盟的王回来的时候，索多玛王出来在沙威谷迎接他，沙威谷就是王谷。
And the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Shaveth, and that is the king of valleys. After his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer and the king who were with him,
又有撒朗王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司。
The Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the prince of God Most High, a priest.
他为亚伯兰祝福说，愿天地的主至高的神赐福给亚伯拉罕。
And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abraham, a God most high, possessor of heaven and earth.
至高的神把敌人交在你手里，是应当称颂的。亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德。
And blessed be God most high,who has delivered your enemies into your hand, and give him a tithe of all.
索多玛王对亚伯兰说，你把人口给我，财物你自己拿去吧。
Now the king of Sodom said to Abraham, give me the persons and take the goods for yourself.
亚伯兰对索多玛王说，我已经向天地的主至高的神耶和华起誓。
And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have raised my hand to the Lord, God Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth.
凡是你的东西，就是一根线，一根鞋带，我都不拿，免得你说，我使亚伯兰富足。
That I will take nothing from a thread to the sandal strap, that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abram rich.
只有仆人所吃的，并与我同行的雅乃以十个曼利所应得的份，可以任凭他们拿去。
Except only what the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men who went with me, Aner, Ishkah, and Mamre, let them take their portion.
所以大家读完了这一段 这一章经文有什么感想
？What do you think after you finish this passage？
很多的故事，然后很多的人名，很多的地名、啊。
There's a lot of stories, a lot of names, and a lot of places.
可以那个 PowerPoint 有吗？我的 PowerPoint。好，这个是地图哈，我们看一下地图就会比较清楚一点。
So this is the map. Let's look at the map.
那么首先的话哈，这个四王是从哪里来的哈？我们要知道。
So let's know where are those four kings came from.
那么这四王呢，是从东边而来。
They came from the east.
这个就是以兰，现在在伊朗的南部。
So that's Elam.Is the south of Iran.
这个地方就是示拿地哈。
And Sumer.
那么这个地方就是现在伊拉克的南部，靠近波斯湾的地方。
这是Iraq, very close to the Gulf Coast.
那么以拉萨大概是其中的一个王国。
And this is one of the kings.
那另外我们讲的哥印就是这个地方哈。
Karim is in that big in the area of the left.
这个就是现在今天在土耳其的这个东部。
And is the east of the Turkey.
所以这四王的话，他们联合起来来攻击在这个迦南地区的索多玛和俄摩拉。
So four kings joined together to attack and the five kings.
十四年前呢，他们曾经是这样来征战过一次。
And so 14 years ago, they already had one battle.
那么征服了他们，他们就按时每年要给这些个王来进贡。
So they defeated them, so those five kings have to pay tribute yearly.
他们进贡了十二年，哈。
After 12 years.
到第十三年的时候，他们就说背叛了，他们不要再进贡了。
And so after the 12 years, they decide to rebel.
于是这四个王在这联合起来哈。
So those four kings united, joined together.
他们大概准备了一年多的时间才来攻击这个迦南的这几个王。
So after they prepare for one year, they decide to attack those five kings.
他们走的路线跟亚伯拉罕走的路线很相似哈。
And there is a very similar journey that like Abraham.
沿着幼发拉底河先往北走，然后再直接南下。
So from the Euphrates River and go to up and down.
所以说呢，这个就是当时的这个几个王国哈。
And this is the background of those kingdoms.
我们现在就可以看到这个图的话，就是知道他走的路线。
And if we look this map, we can see their journey.
他是从这边，这边是大马色，就是现在叙利亚的大马士革。
Damascus.
然后从这个地方南下。
And go to the south.
那么击败了利伐因人、苏西人，继续南下。
And defeated several tribes and continued to go to the south.
一直到这个地方是以勒巴兰哈。
Elban.
然后从这里再转过来。
And went to the south, north.
那击败了亚玛利人和亚摩利人。
And so Amorites.
那么最后在这个地方，估计索多玛和俄摩拉的五个王都是在这个地方。
So the five kings was in the Sodoma and Gomorrah.
那么当时这里面还是平原。
And that was a plain.
那么现在已经是在死海的底下了。
And now is under the Dead Sea.
那么亚伯拉罕是住在这个地方哈，是住在希伯伦。
Abraham was living in the Hebron.
那么这条蓝线就代表着他来向北追赶哈。
And so the blue line andDemonstrate how he was chasing the enemies.
然后又继续追到大马色哈。
And went all the way up to the Damascus.
然后再往上到荷巴。
And then went to the north.
那么他回来的地方呢，在沙威谷，就是王谷呢，大约就是在这个地方，他跟索多玛王和这个撒冷王见面的。
And so later he was battled with Sodom, a king of Sodom and Gomorrah.
那这个地方撒冷呢，就是现在的耶路撒冷。
And so Salem was the now the Jerusalem.
那么我们大概看了这个图，我们就知道了详细的一点，这个比较清楚一点。
And so this is a little more clear.
Yeah. 所以我们希望我们大家对这个整个的地理这个状况就知道清楚一些。
So we have a better understanding of geography.
所以呢，当时呢，这个九个王在这个西丁谷混战的时候哈。
And so those two, nine kings were battling.
那位迦南五王呢，就是 被打败了。
So Canaan, the five kings of Canaan were defeated.
罗德呢，当时呢，他正好住在索多玛城里面。
And Lot was living in Sodom.
所以罗德跟亚伯拉罕分手的时候，他选的是最好的地方。
And when he was separated from Abraham, he chose the better place for him.
他希望在一个地方可以平静安稳的过日子。
So he wanted to live in a comfortable life.
而且他也希望这个地方是比较富庶。
And he wanted to live a life is the area is wealthy.
可惜人算不如天算。
But the man proposed, but God disposed.
当这个索多玛遭难的时候，他自己也遭难了。
Sodoma, when it was got defeated, then he was in trouble as well.
所以经文说呢，当时亚伯拉罕是住在哪里？住在希伯伦那个地方。
And but then Abraham was living in the Hebron.
那么他是有人来告诉他，他才知道发生了那么大的事情。
And someone came to tell him about what happened to Lot.
因为整个中东迦南地区已经打得天翻地覆，但是亚伯拉罕住在那个地方，根本还不知道这些消息。
And Abraham was not aware, there was a huge battle at that time.
但是他听说了罗德有难。
But once he found out that Lot was in trouble,
他马上就怎么样呢？就采取行动。
He immediately took action.
所以亚伯拉罕不是幸灾乐祸的哈。
And he was just not gloating.
你看，你当初你离开我了吧？现在你就得了这个下场。
Now look at what trouble you are in since you left me.
亚伯拉罕也不是明哲保身哈。
He's not alone protecting himself.
你想，那四个王是很凶狠的、很凶恶的，带着军队来的。
And you gotta remember those four kings are very fierce. They brought a lot of military might.
虽然亚伯拉罕家里面有精壮的家丁，有318名。
And even though Abraham had 318 servants,
再加上他朋友曼利他们所有的一些个有家里面所有的一些人啊。
And including his friend Mary that have some servants as well.
但是他的实力跟那四个王比起来，还是没有绝对没有必胜的把握。
There's no way they can really defeat the enemy.
但是亚伯拉罕他有信心的。
But Abraham had faith.
他知道神与他同在。
He knew God was with him.
所以他二话没说，毅然决然的，他就要营救他的侄儿。
Without saying anything, that he decided to rescue a Lot without any hesitation.
所以他带领的这些个一个小的部队啊，长途奔袭了140英里。才到这个但这个地方。
So he led a very small troop and ran about 100 miles.
然后又追了100英里才会到何巴这个地方。
From 140 miles and later another 100 miles.
然后因为这个四个王呢，我估计他们带着很多的人口，掳来的东西估计行走的就很慢，对不对？
And so the four kings since defeated, they brought a lot of stuff with them. So they were moving quite slowly.
也想到他们是长途奔袭啊，打了这么多的仗，可能现在已经很疲乏了。
And maybe they were a little bit tired after the battle.
而且他们也绝对没有想到说会有人这个时候会偷袭他们。
And they would never think of someone who would try to attack them.
当然最重要的是什么？神是来保守亚伯拉罕。
But the most importantly is that God is trying to protect Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕夜袭成功哈。
And so Abraham succeeded in the night attack.
所以上帝也借此机会怎么样祝福了亚伯拉罕。
And so God used this opportunity to bless him.
他不但得了很多的财物从这个战争中哈。
And beside that, he brought a lot of goods.
而且整个的迦南地区都知道亚伯拉罕了。
And so Canaan, the people in Canaan all know Abraham.
可以说他的声望是如日中天哈。
So his reputation was in the prime.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看。得到上帝祝福最好的办法是什么？是成为他人的祝福。
So what's the best way to get blessing from God is to bless others.
所以我们常常有的时候，我们成为他人的祝福，好像是一种我们自己的付出一样。
And so a lot of time we think to bless other people, we have to give a lot.
实际上不完全是这样，我们是要付出，但是在成人为别人祝福的时候，是我们最大的福气。
Not necessarily, even though we try to give blessing to others, we are the benefit factor of the blessing from God.
那么今天在我们这个时代，我们怎么样成为他人的祝福呢？
And so nowadays, how can we be a blessing to others?
其实我们最好的祝福的方法就是什么？就是把耶稣基督能够介绍给其他的人。
So the best way to receive blessing is to share gospel, share Jesus Christ with others.
所以啊，当我们把耶稣能够介绍给别人的时候，那就是给别人最大的福气。
So when we introduce Christ to others, it's giving the best blessing to others.
所以呢，在我们平静安稳的生活当中啊，我们要有这个意愿去为主做这个事情。
So in our comfort life, we need to have this will, willing to share gospel with others.
听过一个年长的人以前跟我分享过说，人年纪越大的时候越不想交新朋友。
And so I have one elder have shared with me, when you grow older, you don't want to make new friends.
因为那个需要一些个很多的精力，然后你就觉得说，哎呀，为什么要自找麻烦呢？
And take a lot of energy, so you very often say, why bother?
所以呢，就比较习惯了我们跟自己熟悉的人在一起。
And so become a habit, only hang out with the people you know.
我们也习惯了和自己情趣相投的人在一起。
And we like to hang out with the people who have similar interests.
但是很多的时候，我们要把耶稣基督介绍给别人，我们就要认识以前没有见过的人。对不对？
In order to introduce Christ to others, we have to meet new people.
然后我碰到以前一个人，他就跟我说：“哎呀，你做牧师是很不容易的。”
And one time there was a person say to me, "Oh, it's not easy to be a pastor."
我说你觉得什么事情最不容易呢
？And so I asked him, "What do you think is most difficult?"
他说最不容易的事情就是啊，你见到谁都要跟谁传福音的，不是吗
？And so he said, "Isn't that you have to share gospel with any person who you meet?"
我就一想到这个我就头痛。然后你上飞机的话，你谁坐到你身边，你都要跟人家传福音，对不对
？And so every time I think about it, I have a headache. It's just like when you fly, and then you have to share a next passenger.
哎呀，我觉得这个事实是最大的一个负担的哈。
And this is the most burden to me.
弟兄姐妹，是啊，我们真的如果想把耶稣介绍给人，把这当成一个任务和负担的话，那做起来太辛苦了。
If we consider that as a really a burden and mission, it is difficult.
大家有没有想到过，你如果把这个当做爱好的话，那是怎么样
？Have you thought about if that's just a hobby?
我知道我们当中每个人都有爱好的。
And so we all have a hobby or interest.
哎，我看到那些人，有的人为了自己的爱好，又肯花钱又肯出力，他是绝对不会嫌麻烦的。
And people who has a hobby very often they're willing to spend money and time and energy.
你看那个球迷，他爱好那些体育比赛，他是多么努力的。
And you look at the sports fan, how hard they work.
我知道很多人爱在家里面后院种个花草啊，还种过什么果树之类的，那他有多么努力，每天在那院子里转来转去的。
And so the people have a hobby of gardening, and they spend a lot of time and energy in their garden.
所以弟兄姐妹，不要把它当成任务，如果当成你的爱好的话，那就是不一样。
But if you treat it as a mission, then you will have a different perspective.
不过很感谢主，我有好几次坐飞机的话，我坐下去的话，不是我跟人讲话，他就旁边那人跟我讲话。
I thank to the Lord very often when I fly, and it's not I took initiative to talk to people next to me. I actually are the people are initiate the talk with me first.
非常有意思，不只是一次。不是我跟人家传福音，那个人跟我传福音。
And not only once, that actually the person sitting next to me shared the gospel with me.
然后我就跟他说，第一个，我说，那个时候我是神学生，我在神学院读书。哇，那个人就非常开心啊。
And so I said, I'm a student in seminary, so the person who shared with me, I was very excited.
那后来做了牧师了，我跟他说啊，我是牧师。
Then later I become a pastor, I said, I'm a pastor.
啊，那个人也是非常的开心。
So that person was very, very excited as well.
所以呢，我又有机会听到他的故事啊。
And so, besides, I get an opportunity to listen their stories.
其实，把耶稣介绍给别人最好的方法，你不是要说服人家要接受耶稣。
And so, the best way to introduce Jesus to others is not try to persuade them.
你就是分享。
And you just
你自己的见证
，and to share your own testimonies.
神在你身上的工作，你把你自己的故事告诉别人就好。
And what God has done for you, just share your own story.
这是最好的方式。
And this is the best way to do it. To introduce God Christ to others.
所以弟兄姐妹，领受神祝福的最好的方式就是成为他人的祝福。
And so, dear brother and sister, the best way to receive blessing is to give blessing to others.
所以我们继续来看这个故事的话，我们就发现这个故事呢，给我们进一步的看到说，围绕着亚伯拉罕周围的人和事。
And so look at the story. Let's look at the people around him and the things happened to them.
这个战争啊是打得热火朝天的。
And it's a very heated battle.
虽然不能说是世界大战吧，但也可以说是在中东地区是搞得翻天覆地了。
So it's not even may not be the World War I or II, but it's definitely a very heated battle.
但是这个故事的重点不在这场战争。
But the focal point is not the war.
这故事的重点是在最后这章经文的最后这一段哈。
And so actually the focal point is the very last passage of this verses.
我们首先看亚伯拉罕周围的人物。
And so let's look at some of the characters around him.
那么第一个是罗德。
And the first one is Lot.
前几次我们已经讲过罗德的故事，我们对他也蛮熟悉的。
We are familiar with him. We talk about him in the last few weeks.
那么他是亚伯拉罕的侄儿。
He's Abraham's nephew.
那么跟亚伯拉罕的关系也非常的好。
It is very close to him.
那在这个故事当中，我发现罗德是完全的被动。
In this story, we can see that he's a complete passive.
那么另外一个呢，就是曼利和他的兄弟。
And the other ones are Mary and his brothers.
他们是亚伯拉罕的朋友，并且跟亚伯拉罕结盟的。
And their friends are Abraham, they ally with him.
那么这两组人呢？是形成了一个对照。
And these two groups of people form a contrast.
那我们知道罗德跟亚伯拉罕的关系非常好，对不对？
So we know the relationship between Lot and Abraham were very, very close.
那是又因为亚伯拉罕没有儿子。
And because Abraham did not have a heir.
那么亚伯拉罕一直把他带在身边，那其实罗德呀就自然而然应该是亚伯拉罕的继承人。
And so Abraham always keep Lot with him, so the Lot will automatically become his heir.
因为亚伯拉罕对他是寄予了厚望。
And so he had a lot of high expectation for him.
但是遗憾的就是罗德不愿意留在迦南这个应许之地。
But unfortunately, Lot did not want to stay in Canaan.
所以他不可能再成为亚伯拉罕的继承人。
So he could not inherit whatever Abraham wanted to leave to him.
他也就与神给亚伯拉罕的应许就一点关系都没有。
So he departed God's blessing.
所以我们看圣经里描写罗德啊，在第十三章我们以前讲过，他首先是选择了这个要这个约旦平原的那个地方。
First he chose the Jordan Plain.
然后呢，他就在索多玛城的附近就开始支搭帐篷。
And so he drew a tent in Sodom.
那么到了第十四章，今天这节经文我们看到第十二节，其实已经讲到说他已经怎么样住到所罗瓦城里面去了。
So later he lived in the city.
那么到了后面第十九章，我们后面还没有读的，在十九章的时候我们就知道那个时候怎么样，罗德是坐在城门口的哈。
And he actually was sitting in the city gate.
那坐在城门口是什么意思？坐门口他是城里面的长老。
And so that means usually means that he's an elder of the city.
所以他是相当有名望的人。
So he was very reputable.
很可惜，他的选择就是，但是他与上帝的祝福却失之交臂。
But that was his choice, but he missed the blessing of God.
相反，我们来看曼利和他的兄弟啊。
And on the contrary, the Memory and his brothers.
他们本来是亚摩利人的。
And they were Amorites.
跟亚伯拉罕也无亲无故。
And so they are not have any blood relation.
但是他们愿与亚伯拉罕结盟。
But they are willing to be ally with Abraham.
这就是为什么亚伯拉罕选择了住在曼利橡树那个地方。
And that's why Abraham was willing to live in that area.
因为当地的这几个家族，他们接纳亚伯拉罕。
Because the family is willing to accept Abraham.
当亚伯拉罕有需要的事，他们就冒死挺身而出。
And when Abraham had needs, they were willing to risk their own life to help him.
那么最后，他们也得到了神的祝福。
So in the end, they also received the blessing from the Lord.
所以这个故事也再一次的印证了 神给亚伯拉罕的应许。
So this story also the confirm God's promise to Abraham.
那么这个应许在十二章第三节说：“为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；啊，诅咒你的，我必诅咒他。”
So that's in the Genesis chapter 12 verse 3. Whatever bless you, I will bless him. Whatever curse you, I will curse him.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看，曼利兄弟跟罗德。就形成了一个鲜明的对照。
So you can see there's a clear contrast between memory and Lot.
那我以前讲过，上帝跟人类打交道有他特别的方式。
And I would say that God has a specific way to deal with mankind.
所以我们要晓得上帝是怎么样做事的，我们才可以去知道怎么跟上帝去沟通。
So if we know how God works, then we can communicate with God.
上帝向来是借着人类的元首。来跟人类打交道。
And God very like to establish the relationship with mankind.
第一个人类的元首是亚当。
And the first one was Adam.
第二个是挪亚。
And the second one was Noah.
第三个就是亚伯拉罕。
And third was Abraham.
所以在亚伯拉罕的时代，你想得到神给亚伯拉罕应许的福气，你就要跟亚伯拉罕有关系。
So if you want to receive the blessing, from Abraham's era, you have to have a relationship with Abraham.
那么上帝为我们设立了人类最后一位元首。
And who had God said the last one?
那他就是耶稣基督。
Is Jesus Christ.
所以圣经说天上地下一切所有的权柄怎么样都交在他手上。
So everything from heaven and earth is all in Jesus' hand.
所以我们要在这个时代能够得到神的祝福，我们必须要跟基督联盟。
And in order to receive a blessing from God, we have to ally with Jesus Christ.
那么为基督来征战。
And we have to fight for Jesus.
所以我们能够参与基督的工作，那个就是我们最大的福气。
And participate in the work of Christ is the best way to be blessed by God.
那基督在这个世界的工作就是什么呢？
And but what is the work of Jesus Christ?
那他就是从魔鬼手中要抢夺那些失丧的灵魂，
and
对不对？
To rescue the souls that have lost.On the devil.
这个工作还没有做完啊。
And this work has not been accomplished.
所以耶稣基督还没有回来嘛。
And because God has not been back yet.
所以我们也当如此哈。
So we need to do this.
我们与基督同工哈。
And we need to work with Christ.
我们为基督来赢得世界。
We need to win the soul for Christ.
在这个时代，二十一世纪，我们传福音呢，真的不容易哈。
It is very difficult to evangelize in the 21 century.
这个需要我们有很大的耐心啊，和爱心啊。
It's a lot of patience and love.
但是我们愿意在人的生命上去投资，那个是我们最大的福气。
And but if we're willing to invest in people, that is the best blessing.
所以我们教会在推动一些小组的事工啊，我们将来也要推动门徒训练，其实都是这个目的。
And that is the purpose why we promote small group.And the disciple training.
我们要在其他人的生命上能够有份。
Because we want to invest people's life.
因为这是神的心意。
And this is God's heart.
所以我们得到神的祝福啊，不是说我们想象的是什么样的福气啊。
And so when to get God's blessing, not something we imagine.
我们要体会神的心意是什么。
We have to understand God's heart.
以前呢，有一个父亲。
And there, one time there was a father.
那么他有很多的财产。
He had a lot of wealth.
那么当他觉得自己快要离开世界的时候，他就想我要把这财产分给我的儿子。
So when he knew he was going to depart from the world, he decided to, he wanted to share his wealth to his sons.
那么他说呢，他一共有四个儿子。
He had four sons.
那么他就说了，那么我可以把这个财产分成四份给你们。
He could have divided four portions to his sons.
但是我要看你们啊，能不能有这个管理我这个财产的能力。
But he want to test whether his son has ability to manage his wealth.
如果你不能够把我的财产管理好的话，我给你那份财产，你也都全给我败光了。
And but if you cannot manage it, you're going to waste the money.
于是他把他的儿子招来了。
So he called all his sons.
那么，就跟他们讲了他心里面所想的。
And he shared what he thought.
他说呢，我呢，现在就每个人呢。给你们每个人一百两银子。
So I gave him 100 silvers.
然后呢，给你们三天的时间。
I give you 3 days.
你们呢，就这三天的时间去做你们想做的事情。
And do whatever you want.
你们就为我办一些事情。
And do some of the business for me.
然后三天以后回来，你告诉我你做的什么。
And after 3 days, you tell me what you have done.
你用这100两银子三天时间干的事情的话，那我就来考虑你是不是 ，you know， 我是不是应该把这财产给你
？I will decide how I'm going to give your my wealth. Depends on what you have done with that 100 silvers.
于是这四个儿子听了，就拿了钱。就出门了。
So those four sons carried their money and left.
那么几天，三天之后，那四个儿子都回来了。
Three days later, four sons returned.
老大第一个儿子，这个儿子比较实诚啊。
And so the older son,
honest,
is more honest.
那么比较实在一点。
And is more realistic.
那么他就说啊，他说父亲呐。我回来了。
He said, "Father, I'm back."
我知道你最喜欢吃野味。
So I know you like some of the exotic meat.
这个hunting 哈。
Hunting.
Hunting for food. 那么我呢，就这三天呢，我就出去打猎。
So I've been hunting for you.
然后我打了一个上好的美味，我就找人给你做好了。
And so I've hunted something that I asked someone to cook for you.
然后你看，这是我做的美味给你。
And this is the delicious food that I made it for you.
而这父亲一看这个美味，闻到这香味说：“哎呀，太好了。
”And the father smelled the food and said, "Oh, this is wonderful."
你真是一个很孝顺的儿子。
And you're a filial son.
来来来，你赶快站在一边哈。
So come over here and stand right here.
然后这个老二，
and number,
第二个儿子。
Number two son came.
第二个儿子比较机灵一点。
He's kind of intelligent.
He's clever.
Clever.
Yeah. 那么他比较机灵，他就说：“哎呀，他说，父亲呐，我知道啊，你在这个世上的日子可能不多了。
”Yeah, he said, "I know you don't have a lot of times left on earth."
我呢，特别为你制作了一件衣服。
So I made a special clothes for you.
所以这100两银子，我给你做了一件上好的衣服。
So this 100 silver, I made a wonderful clothes for you.
哎，上面都是镶的是金银珠宝的。
And there was a lot of jewelries on the clothes.
你要是穿上这件衣服坐在这个座位上的话，哇，您真是太有福气了。
And then if you wear this clothes and sitting on the in the chair, that you are very blessed.
其实他后边那话没说，他爸爸这衣服能穿多少天呢？
But he didn't say is that how long can you really wear this?
他爸爸走了，这衣服不就归他们了
？But so if his dad passed away, the clothing will be belong to him.
所以他爸爸说：“哦，好啊，儿子，你也还是挺孝顺。来来，你赶快站在一边啊。”
And so the father said, "Oh, your filial son, come over here, stand on the side."
这第三个儿子的话，儿子叫精明啊，
精明
，shrewd，shrewd.
It's not
like clever. It's a little bit more than clever. Shrewd.
精灵
S H R E W E D.
Surely, surely. Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, the third son is surely.
比较精明哈，会算计哈。他说啊，父亲呢，我知道你挣这个家产不容易。
I know that it's not easy for you to earn all this wealth.
哇，那你要想把这个家产交给谁，这个人一定得会管这个家产。
And whatever you want to give your wealth to that person, he know how to manage it.
所以我拿你的钱呢，100两银子，我出去这三天，我就赶快去做了一笔生意。
So with the 100 silvers, I made a business deal.
结果呢，我三天赚了50%。
And so in three days, I made a 50% profit.
所以父亲，你看。100两银子现在变成150两银子。
So now 100 silver now is 150.
啊，我就交给你。
So now I'm give it to you.
所以这父亲就说：“哎呀，太好了。
”And the father says, "Wonderful."
你这个儿子真的会做生意。
And you know how to make money.
来来来，你赶快站在另外一边。
I come over here, stand on the other side.
那么第四个儿子就上来了。
And the younger son came.
所以第四个儿子啊，他上来就拿了一个冰糖葫芦。
冰糖葫芦怎么分？
冰糖葫芦怎么分
？It's a Chinese type
of sour,
some kind of coated with a candy.
谁吃过这个冰糖葫芦？很多人吃过。
A lot of people have really had that. Yeah.
我们家 Amanda 就喜欢的。
And my daughter Amanda really likes it.
冰糖葫芦。然后他爸爸一看，大家所有人一看就笑了。 说你一百两银子就换了一个一堆冰糖葫芦来、啊。
And so he's the dad was kind of like laugh a little bit. Oh, 100 silver just exchanged this candy.
他说我拿这个你这一百两银子出门呢，我就不知道自己我要做些什么、啊。
And when I carry those money when I went out, I have no idea what I'm going to do with it.
结果我看到一个讨饭的人。
But when I saw a beggar.
于是我就给了他十两银子。
So I gave him 10 silver.
那个讨饭的人就非常的感激他。
So he was very grateful.
他说你不需要感激我，你既然拿了这个银子呢，就请你为我的父亲祝福。
And so he actually said, do not thank me that since you received this money, just bless my dad.
后来他走不远，他又看到一个啊生病的人。
And later that he met a ill person.
啊，生了病了，无家可归，他就很可怜他。
Became homeless, then he had a pity on him.
他又给了他十两银子。
So he also gave him 10 silver.
那个人也非常的感激，他说，哎呀，我怎么样报答你的恩典呢
？And that person was very grateful, said, how can I pay you back?
他说你不需要报答我，你就为我的父亲祝福就好了。
And do not pay me back, just bless my dad.
所以他三天走了三天的路，他把银子就这样花光了。
That's how he spent the 100 silver in 3 days.
哎呀，他说我这样我怎么回去见我的父亲空手就不好了。
And so now I'm empty handed, how do I go to see my dad?
他看兜里就还剩下几文的钱哈。
I have a few, maybe a few coins.
只够买一个冰糖葫芦。
So he was only able to buy a piece of candy.
所以他就买一个冰糖葫芦送给他的父亲。
So that's what he bought and gave to his dad.
所以父亲看了之后，你想会怎么？他说，这个小儿子是最知道我的心意。
And this younger son knows my heart.
所以我要把所有的财产交给他。
I want to give all my wealth to and trust it to my younger son.
那他就会能够用我的财产。能够怎么样得到最大的祝福
？So he can use the wealth and to receive the best, but more blessing.
所以这个故事就告诉我们，我们要想得到最大的福气，就是我们要晓得天父的心意是什么。
So in order to receive the best blessing, we need to know God's heart.
我们能够按他的心意去做，其实成为他人的祝福，那个是我们最大的一个福气。
So to do according to His heart.
那么啊。接下来我们看到另外还有两组人哈。
And then there's another a group of people.
那就是亚伯拉罕凯旋归来的时候。
And that Abraham returned triumphantly.
这两个王出来迎接他。
And there's a two king came out to greet him.
那么这个撒冷王呢还带着饼跟酒。
And then came the Salem actually brought wine and bread.
所以他为亚伯拉罕在那个设宴。款待
，and so he actually set the feast for him，
并且为亚伯拉罕祝福
，and also blessed him。
我们看到另外一位王也出来迎接他，是索多玛王
，and the king of Sodom also came to greet him。
其实我们也知道，圣经讲过这索多玛是多么的邪恶哈
，and we know the Sodom was very evil。
所以我们知道这个王也是很邪恶
，and when the king was evil as well。
但他来是为了从亚伯拉罕那里。得的人口
，He came. He wanted to bring his to bring his own people back.
你看，这两个王也形成一个鲜明的对照。
So the two kings actually form a huge contrast.
两个人来迎接亚伯拉罕，看见的是同样的东西，同样的事情。
And both two kings came out to see the same thing and same people.
一个人开口就是祝福。
And one person opened his mouth with blessing.
另外一个人开口就是要求。
And one the other king opened his mouth he want to ask something.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看了，自然这结果也是不一样的。
And you know the result is totally different.
我们首先来看这个撒冷王麦基洗德。
And first we need to see the king of Salem, Melchizedek.
那么裴牧师上个星期讲到也有提到他哈。
And Pastor Ray actually mentioned him.
这个神秘的人物。
He's a mysterious person.
圣经没有多介绍他。
And the Bible did not introduce him too much.
只是说他是至高神的祭司。
And say he's the highest priest.
所以我们知道，当时上帝的启示可不只是只给亚伯拉罕而已。
And we know that God's revelation is not only given to Abraham.
这个麦基洗德对上帝的认知和他的职分是远远高于亚伯拉罕。
And Melchizedek actually revelation God revealed to him much more than Abraham.
所以他是极 君王跟祭司在一身的。
He's holding the as a priest and also as a king.
所以希伯来书称他是基督的预表。
And so the Hebrew book of Hebrew saying he is represent Christ.
显然亚伯拉罕是熟悉这位撒冷王。
And apparently Abraham was familiar with this person.
而且他也知道他的身份。
And also recognized his identity.
所以故而他就把十分之一拿出来献给神。
So Abraham and give a tithe to Melchizedek.
因为麦基洗德是祭司的身份。
Because he has hold as a position as a priest, high priest.
那么另一位王索多玛王呢
？But the other king, the king of Sodom.
他战败之后就勉强的收拾残局哈。
So he was defeated. He tried to clean up his mess.
他来是什么？他就怕亚伯拉罕把他所有的东西都吞掉了。
And so he was afraid that Abraham was going to take everything he had owned before.
所以他开出的条件不算是不丰厚。
And so he offered something that's not unreasonable.
但是亚伯拉罕是专一在神的祝福上。
But Abraham only focused exclusively on God's blessing.
他不看重这些利益。
And he was not really pay attention to those benefits.
他看重的是神的祝福。
He was only focused on God's blessing.
所以我们看到我们带给人祝福的时候不是损失乃是大利。
And so we can see when we bring blessing to others, we have anything to lose, actually we benefit from.
所以我们成为他人的祝福我们首先看到的不是自己的需要而是他人的需要。
So when we want to receive blessing, it's not focused on what we need, it's focused on what other people need.
当我们站的立场不一样我们看的东西就是不一样的。
When our position is different, when we see things differently.
那么我读神学院的时候呢师母呢就有机会去云南去短宣哈。
And so while we were in seminary school, Becky had an opportunity to go to 云南。
那么他去短宣的时候跟很多弟兄姐妹到了云南这云南那个地貌啊风景啊非常的独特的。
And so in 云南 because we're doing the short term mission, and there, the weather and the mountains is very, spectacular.
所以当他们短宣队回来我就问他你们看到那个地方什么
And so when they came back, I asked them, what have you seen?
他们首先讲的他们最感动的一件事是什么
Do you know what they said that most, moved them the most?
他们到了当地当然就做福音的工作了跟当地的人去接触。
So when we arrived there, they were sharing the gospel with the local people.
他们当时呢 Becky 师母就有建议他们说我们到了这个地方呢我们要围着这个地方去走。然后为这个地方来祷告。
So Becky suggested when we arrive here, let's go around the area, start blessing this place.
所以当短宣队到那个地方，他看的不是风景，不是风情，不是其他东西，而是人的需要。
And they are not paying attention to the scenery, but actually the needs of the people.
当我们看到东西如同神看到东西一样的时候
，When we start seeing things that just like what God sees.
那个就是我们得到福气的开始。
And that is the beginning of receiving the blessing.
所以我们当为基督赢得世界。
So we need to win the war for Christ.
所以亚伯拉罕在这个九王混战当中啊，他出奇制胜。
And so in the elite of the nine kings of the Near East.
那么当他带给其他人祝福的时候，我们发现他也得到了神的祝福。
And when he bring the blessing to other people.In the same time, he received God's blessing.
我们看到从亚伯拉罕周围的人和事，我们也知道，与亚伯拉罕结盟的人就会得到神的祝福。
The people align with Abraham also received the blessing.
也告诉我们，今天我们如果与基督联盟的话，那个就是我们的福气。
If we have a covenant with Christ, that we will receive the blessing.
与基督联盟意味着什么呢？
What does that mean when we become an ally with Christ?
那就是我们要为基督赢得世界。
So we need to bring win the world for Christ.
这是我们人生最大的福气。
This is the most blessing in our life.
那我在以前在弗吉尼亚州，我在 Richmond 住的时候，我认到一对夫妻是很好的基督徒。
And so I met a couple, a very good Christian in Virginia.
那么他们在中国就是基督徒。
And so they were Christian when they were in China.
所以他们出国之后住在那个地方，就照顾当地很多的学生啊，还有华人的朋友。
So when they live there, they take care of a lot of Chinese students and Chinese people.
所以每到这个圣诞节的时候，他 家里就会收到很多的圣诞卡片。
And during the Christmas time, that he would receive a lot of Christmas cards.
你知道现在没有人在寄卡片了，对不对
？And now, then people don't send Christmas cards.
这就大概是这是三十年前的事情。
And this is about 30 years ago.
所以呢，他收到很多，他就把他的卡片都放在他的那个壁炉上面，一摆了满满的。每到圣诞节，他有很多的卡片。
So he received so many Christmas cards, so he put on the fireplace.
我想他感到非常的骄傲哈。
And so he was proud of the receiving those cards.
所以弟兄姐妹，有没有想过我们将来离开这个世界，进到基督同在的时候
？And when we one day we leave this earth and to enter to be with Christ.
每一位我们所帮助过的人
，Every person we have helped.
每一个我们为他们祷告过的人
，Every person we have prayed.
每一个我们跟他们分享福音的人
，Everyone we have shared gospel with，
每个人我们在他生命的属灵的生命上我们有份的人
，And do we have anything to do with their spiritual life？
他们都会过来，来向我们来献上感谢
，And they will come to you and to say thank you。
我们来一起在主的里面来享受那一起同在的喜乐
，And so we can enjoy this joy together in God。
弟兄姐妹，那是永恒的喜乐。
And brothers and sisters, this is the eternal blessing and the joy.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dearly Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your blessing.
主，你借着亚伯拉罕的故事再一次提醒我们。
And through Abraham's story, you continue to remind us.
你是主宰万有一切的神。
You're control of everything of the universe.
我们感谢主，你给我们的保守跟带领。
And we want to thank you for your protection and your leading.
在这个时代，也求主，你愿意我们有一颗敬虔的心。
And in this generation, we have a reverent heart, reverent heart.
愿我们与基督联盟。
And we are aligned with Christ.
也愿我们愿意为基督征战。
And we're willing to fight the battle for Christ.
使我们愿意将耶稣基督分享给我们所认识的人。
We're willing to share the gospel with the people we know.
求你怜悯，使我们可以在其他人的生命当中有份。
And so continue to have mercy on us, so they can share those things with others.
愿你在耶稣基督里所为我们预定一切属灵的福气。
So everything you have given us, your spiritual gift to us.
一样都不缺少。
And that nothing is lacking.
为今天在座的弟兄姐妹。
For all the brothers and sisters here today,
还有在网上聚会的弟兄姐妹
and people on online,
我们都仰望你
and we put everyone in front of you.
求主你保守我们
and continue to protect us.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
So we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.